Yes, ma'am.
Yes, did you just add that vehicle to your policy, the 2003 Ford?
No. Oh, hang on one moment. I think this is, oh my God, I think this is under a different policy. I now remember this is under a different policy. Unfortunately, like I said, what's going on is that our key is stuck inside the van. So that's the reason why there's no way for us to be able to get inside and look up those information because it's
Okay.
locked.
Okay, so I spoke to a Mercury agent. They stated that the vehicle is pending. So it looks as if you just added it to the policy. That's why we can't locate it. So if you have
No, it's not pending because we've been paying or we've been using this and we've been paying for the insurance, I don't know, probably about for 5 or 6 months already. So it's not pending. It's not added. It's under a different policy. I just couldn't remember the policy number because, like I said, the information's inside the van. And there's no way for us to be able to open it because we don't have the key. It's locked inside the van. So, like I said, I was wondering if there's a way for you to be able to check using the policyholder's number, name, phone number, or date of birth, or something like that.
Yes, ma'am. The policy that you gave me with you two under it is the same policy numbers. It's just that you're under it. But the policy is the same for both. So we can't
No.
locate.
What I'm trying to say. The reason why you cannot locate it is this is a different, the one you just kind of like reminded me. This particular van is under a different policy. So there's no way for you to be able to see that information using the policy, that number that I have given you, because it is under a different policy. A different policy, a different policy number.
Okay,
I
is it
now
with
remember it.
Mercury?
Yes, with Mercury. As a matter of fact, I think I'm not really quite sure if they just took the money for the payment of this van. This is a work van. This is a business van. And it is under a different policy number, not the same policy number, not under the policy number that I have given you. It's a different one.
Okay.
That's why I was asking if there's a way for you to be able to locate the policy number, policy information using the policyholder's name. It should probably come up if you're going to do that. I don't know if you can.
Okay, so we'll have to call Mercury to see if they can locate the information. What is his first and last name?
Okay, first and last name is Richard Hamlin.
Richard Hamlin.
Yes.
Can you spell the last name for me?
Last name is Hamlin. Hamlin.
Okay, what's the date of birth? What's his date of birth?
Date of birth is 11/02/1974.
Okay, and do you know his home address?
Yes, he's actually my husband. It's just that I am not using his last name. So, 1639 Alicia Drive, Yuba City, California, 95993.
What's the zip code again? 95953.
95993.
Okay, and just remain the last one more time while I try to reach out from Mercury to see if they can pull the policy number up.
All right, thank you very much. Okay.